right. Confessions of Seven, Confessions AT7 at wild941.com comes from the initials GWT. It says, Dear Freak Show, I get that there's a strong and warranted protest spirit against excessive force from police and in most cases murder. But this wave has taken many into a realm that everything is a protest and I'm not trying to be involved in it. Short backstory. I'm a senior member of middle management at my company. I won't say which because I'm really not trying to, as you say, catch that smoke. Not rich, not powerful at all, but put in my time.
Oh, we lost. Oh,
yeah, I don't.
Okay. Middle management. He put in his time. Oh, man.
I just want y'all to know that the program froze and I finished the email and looked up and Davi and Rocka were staring at me. And I was like, why y'all not saying nothing? And then they just sat there and I'm like, damn, hello? And they move. And I'm like, yo, we froze. So somebody just wrote in. You can tell when Orlando's family wake up and start pulling on that bandwidth because apparently everybody's up now. I don't know. I'm in the room. But all right, let me give you the story real quick. It says short backstory. I'm a senior member of middle management, not rich, not powerful, but I put in my time over the past 11 years, seen 3 different directors, 2 different supervisors, etc. And our team of about 12 meets weekly as a routine. Our newest director gave one of our rookies the task of getting everybody's lunch order for this work meeting that we do. It's a work lunch meeting. Our lunch handler as of January is a rookie who started as my intern, and I even recommended for hire. I think she's going to be a rock star in what we do. The problem is that she's also black. The pod has started rumbling about why is she tasked with getting everybody's lunch order, etc. I've explained as it's a rookie status thing, which it is, but there, oh no, this is racist / Me Too-ish is building a lot of steam. They've decided to make a stand. And these people are my team. Their position is strongly, we are all friends. We won't stand for this. The whole, you know, justice to injustice against anybody is an injustice to everybody and all that. And I get it. While I think they're off base, I will say our director always does pick a rookie that's a female for this task over the 11 years that I've seen. And all the management's always been a lady. And it never seemed odd to me. So am I missing something? I always want to be on the right side of things, but this protest spirit is painfully new. I'm not comfortable joining in on something like this and approaching our top brass. But if I don't, I'm going to be the odd man out on my whole department. Now, I love listening to you guys because you always hit on good advice. So I'd love to hear your thoughts about this. Should I ride along or should I be the rebel that sits it out? GWT.
Wow. I mean, if she's a rookie, and that's what rookies do, and that's historically how rookies have been treated, I don't see anything wrong with it. Now, I understand people are protesting, and you might want to mitigate what is for the greater good of the company. And if stopping this little lunch tradition is for the greater good, then maybe think about that. But it doesn't necessarily have to immediately be a race thing if this is the way that they always act, white or black.
It's a sexist thing, if anything. There's always been a lady. And I got to tell you, I know people are changing up stuff, but I will say back when we were a totally different company, it wasn't Beasley, it was CBS at the time, and CBS Radio didn't even exist anymore, so I could be 100. They did this thing with our meetings. We used to have a department head meeting, or when corporate came, they used to have to get lunch orders. And it used to always be like the female assistants who would get lunch. Like even when they ain't had nothing to do with the meeting or know about the meeting, when somebody in the room would be like, you know what, we're just going to work through lunch. And then they would call one of the females in to get the lunch orders. And I always thought, I was like, what if one of them said I'm busy? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, well, I got a task to do. I didn't sign up to take y'all lunches, and it would always be one of the ladies. I do remember that, and I remember it crossing my mind, but I just put in for my turkey sandwich. I didn't want to start no smoke, you know. But but what does he do in this case? Because when you have like I think 2 questions are here, and you could text us because we're not gonna take a break. We're gonna go straight into y'all text 888-429-0941 if you got something to say, because we'd like to see it. But the question is, are these people you work with your friends? I work with y'all. Y'all are my friends. We bond. If somebody does something to Davi, if somebody does something to my team, I'm going to have to step up because that's our gang gang. That's what we have to have solidarity. These people, he sounds like, while I know them and I work with them, like, I don't want to risk my standing to stand with them on some stuff that I don't believe in. So do you rock with the team or do you rock with what your beliefs are? I can't. Can you hear Rocka?
No, I can't hear Rocka either.
Oh, wait, did you unplug yourself? What happened? I don't know. I'm like, I am not responsible for that one. That was not me.
Oh, no, nah, we can't hear. Nah, I just think if you're an executive assistant, your job is to assist the executives. So if that's getting lunch, if that's grabbing stuff off the copy machine, that's essentially your job.
Let's see here. We got texts coming in. 888-429-0941. What we got?
We got a text. It says, this is a very sexist thing to do. This is not going to fly anymore in today's climate. We got another text that says, if I was him, I would hold out. That's always been the best. There's undoubtedly been men new hires. When the company starts treating the girls and the guys equally, then it'll be okay.
Out of the 863, it says, how many male secretaries or assistants do you see, though? If there are a lot of both sexes, then it is sexist. That is true. I mean, I mean, you don't see a lot of them. I see male assistants in like the label world, you know, a lot of them that's how they enter into the record label world. So when you call people, you get their assistant most of the time. And that's usually a male. Sometimes it's a female, but you know, like it, you know, it can go either way. But it doesn't feel racist, especially to somebody like him who's saying, I've been there 11 years. I've seen the rookies get treated like that. It has always been a woman. Right. Now, is it time for him to try and do his I have a dream speech? Like, it's like he's been there 11 years. He's got seniority. Do you want to link up just to be going in there and rebel out?
And also, is it worth going against the bosses to try to prove a point or to show solidarity for everybody else? If your boss said, hey, you know, I want her to go grab the lunch, and you come back like, hey, you know what? Maybe that's not fair. Maybe now you could be putting yourself in the crosshairs.
Or you could be putting yourself in a position of leadership because you're telling them that the tide is changing. Like you're telling them that, hey, this is a different time, and they're seeing, like, if you go into, all right, you know what? If I'm going to give advice, because we got to be short, because we got to go play. But let's be real. If you can go to your bosses and say, listen, there's, you know, a rumbling going on the floor. And as the leadership here, I want to let you know that we can get ahead of this by saying, hey, we've heard you. Or maybe you allow them to come in and be heard, and then you let the, but you tee up the management. It's kind of like snitching, but it's not. It's being a proactive leader and saying that, hey, the floor is mad that, you know, Sheila is getting the lunch, and it's, you know, like it's a lot. And so, you know, it doesn't seem like it's going to be losing steam. Maybe it's something you want to consider. I ain't telling you what to do. I'm gonna go back out here to my cubicle, but I just want you to know. Right. And hopefully they don't turn on you and hit the fan, because if they come back and say, we've heard, then they're like, oh, who snitched? And now you're going to lose your squad anyway, because they're going, you know what I'm saying? So you got to do it the right way. But stepping up shows a leadership thing, as opposed to just walking in with your picket sign. You know what I mean?
Hey, can we keep it real? It's 2020. There's Uber Eats. Nobody needs to go be making these runs for lunch and everything. Just order it and just bring it to the office. Make it easier.
I know when I ain't gonna say no names, but I know when we had meetings, you know, or had meetings or whatever, the people who I was talking about who were the females had to just place the order. They didn't have to go pick it up. They just had to go place it. But walking around to everybody around the conference table saying what you want, and the person be like, oh, well, I want this, but no this. And so they're taking orders. And they're executive assistants, you know, or like, you know, people who aren't even assistants, but just a female who could do it. It's like it reduces their status, because you look at them as kind of a boss, and now they walk around with a pad saying, okay, and you wanted ham and you wanted this. It's like, it's a under, It affected me when I was in the meeting. I ordered my turkey sandwich. I did. But I was like, yo, I would be feeling some type of way about walking around catching everybody order like that.
We got a text. It says, taking lunch orders, setting up conference rooms with water and snacks is standard duty for administrative assistants or interns. And this position is predominantly held by women. I don't think it's a sexist thing. It's just a female driven position. Most men don't apply for administrative assistant jobs.
Wow. So does that change?
Has anybody, can y'all hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Has anybody mentioned the person who wrote this email? Has he maybe asked the rookie or the intern, like, how she's feeling in her position? Because we don't know. They've said that
when he wrote it, that they all have been rumbling that it's Me Too-ish and it's Why is the Black Girl? That's the vibe that he's hearing rumbling out there.
And let's keep it real, though. Sometimes leaving the office for a second to go grab lunch is kind of welcome. Sometimes you need that little reset to jump in your car, get some fresh air, go for a little ride. I'll go pick up lunch.
Davi will pick up lunch, but it'll be at 4:20. Just to let you know. Just to let you know. He's like, yeah, I go out to my car. I'm fine. I smell like incense when I come back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.